Just gather on around. Thank you guys so much. I tell you, I can't be more excited about this event that's taking place here today. And it's, you know, a day that we've been wanting to celebrate for a long, long time. Long time. And I'm going to share a few comments and then let a few people speak here. You know, this is probably the turning point for Thayer, Missouri, is this breaking ground ceremony that we have here today. And Donna Martin, our mayor, asked me to MC this event, and I was very honored and very pleased to accept that. This celebration today comes after much work and much prayer. And there's been a lot of prayer that's gone on with this for a long, long time. You know, the group of us sat down in the conference room up at the radio station about 4 years ago. 4 years ago, we sat down and we said, you know, we need to do something for this community of Thayer and Oregon County. We've got to do something. Either that or we're going to die on the vine. So we got our heads together and started brainstorming a few ideas, and we kind of pumped ourselves up a little bit. But let me just tell you, on January the 24th, and Matt may remember this. I don't know where Matt is. There he is. Matt may remember this, but on January the 24th of 2022, and what year is this? 25, okay. I sent a text out to then-Mayor Kenny Cotham, along with Councilman at that time, Michael King, Chamber President Scott Cecil, Presiding Commissioner David Stubblefield, and I asked them to meet us at the Dairy Queen in Thayer, and we was going to show this gentleman around town a little bit, and that's Matt Modaleski with Jordan's Travel Center. And we did, and we went up and down the highway and looked at about probably six or seven pieces of property. And the one that he settled on, that he felt that he wanted to take back to Jackie, was this property right here. Look at it. I think he made a pretty wise choice. And Jackie, you made a wise choice along with your team of people. But after consideration, they called back about a month later and said, I think we want to come to Thayer, Missouri. I didn't speak for about 5 minutes after that because I was so excited to hear those words come out of Matt's mouth. That's an understatement. Well, anyway, after that, the city went to work, and a lot of work, and I compliment the city council and the current council for what they've done to bring this to this community. Trent, Sarah, Jessica, where's Trent at? There he is, from SCOCOG, South Central Ozark Council of Governments. I tell you, we can't thank them enough, SCOCOG, for what they did to get the water and exterior extension here, bring water and sewer to this property here at 17 acres. And it was approved, a $500,000 grant. And that was pretty amazing. That was a God thing in itself to get that accomplished. But it did, and it happened. And I wore Trent's phone out, I think, calling him over and over and over, along with a few other people. David Stubblefield, don't say anything. But anyway, the city hired David Garrett as the engineer, and I don't know whether David Garrett made it or not, but anyway, David was really kind of a godsend. But then we went to work with MoDOT because we knew that we needed access off 63 here, and it's a limited access highway. No way to get access off a limited access highway. Yes, there is. With the help of a lot of our legislators, and I know Megan Nickey is here with Jason Smith's office, David and the commissioners from Oregon County and the city all went to work to obtain access off 63 highway on a limited access highway. That's an almost unheard of thing. But guess what? It happened. God was with us, and he still is. So we're not done yet. MoDOT, get ready, because we need a light and we need a redo of this intersection down here. This intersection was remodeled back a few years ago. Well, I said they thought it was remodeled, but I think they made it worse than it was the first time. But anyway, we're going to go to work on that. We need a signal light, and we need an intersection down here to make it safe for the patrons passing through, because we got a lot of semis that's going to be coming through here, and we need it to be safe. We're excited to eventually have 35 new jobs or so. And really the cornerstone of this Adams development right here. And it's been a team of people and agencies that have made this all possible. This, by the way, is the first newly constructed Jordan's Travel Center in the state of Missouri. That's a round of applause. They have 86 stores in Arkansas, one in Mississippi, but this is the first newly constructed Jordan's Travel Center, and it's going to be a beauty. We are so excited about it. We're going to have back here on the shovels our official groundbreaking ceremony in a few minutes, but I'm going to let a few people say some things, and let them come to the microphone and make some comments. First, we want to start with our mayor, who really kind of brought this across the finish line. We'll hear from Kenny and a few others. But let's make Donna Martin, our mayor, welcome to the microphone.
Thank you, Bob. And thank you for taking care of this today. This is so exciting. And this is not something that I had the privilege of being at the beginning on. Mayor Kenny Cotham worked very, very hard. And we're just thrilled that this has come to fruition. We're going to do everything we can to work with everybody to make it a smooth experience. And I think it's going to mean great things for our community. Brent, would you come down here a minute? This guy here, this big guy that you see with me a lot of times, and he was with Kenny all the time, is key. He works so hard. He handles the calls at City Hall. He handles paperwork. And without him, we couldn't make things happen. So I just wanted y'all to know that Brent has also worked very, very hard on this. And we're very proud that he is our employee and part of this whole situation. So once again, we thank you. We're excited for this opportunity and look forward to working with you. I'm going to pass it on to Kenny.
All right, guys. What an exciting day for the city of Third. Man, golly, you guys just don't understand what we've been through trying to get this to happen. I do have a few people I want to thank. David, with our engineering firm, is he here? That guy, he's something else. I'm not going to just speak about everybody, but I'm going to run down them. David Stubblefield, Bob Ekman. If Bob ever gets your number, look out. Okay. Brent, the city council that I've worked with. I was mayor for 12 years. I went through several city councils. They all worked well with me to try to get this done. The Chamber of Commerce with Scott Cecil. The offices of, I even called the governor's office twice, trying to get some help with the Missouri Department of Transportation. They call their own shots. I'm just telling you, but I did put a bug in the ear. So anyway, the congressional offices, Megan, you're the bomb. I don't know what we've done without you. The senator's office, we met with them at the state line, had supper. Can't remember who all was there. SCOCOG, Trent and Sarah, you guys are great. Good to work with. Matt, last but not least, man, he stuck with us. How many people in this community that didn't think this was going to happen because it carried on so long? But the red tape was unreal. The red tape that we had to go through was unbelievable. But Matt from Jordan's and his group, thank you guys for believing in us and staying with us. We appreciate that so much. Last but not least, this is where I'm going to finish, is the Missouri Department of Transportation. They're the ones that we need to jab. And if you know anybody that we can talk to, let us know. Don will do it. I'll help her. We got to get this life changed. And it's coming. They tell me it's coming. And I think they'll be forced to do it now. But guys, it was an honor to be the mayor of the city of Thayer for as long as I was. And thank God this happened. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kenny. Appreciate all your work. And I was remiss in not mentioning Josh Reeves a moment ago. Josh helped us a lot with MoDOT. He works with MoDOT a lot with the hospital, Ozarks Healthcare, and we utilize his contacts. So, Josh, thank you. And also want to say thanks to the Thayer Development Corporation, Industrial Development Corporation. Larry Forsler is the president of that, and there are several on the development board that you know, have had a hand in this, and Scott may mention to this too, but they've helped in some financing, and Scott may talk more about that in just a few minutes. I'm going to let Scott talk, but first I want to bring our presiding commissioner to the microphone and let him say a couple of things. David Stubblefield.
You stole all my lines. No. Here, Stu, all my writing was down the drain. No, I really appreciate Jordan's and your efforts and your patience. Like Bob said, we have been a struggle, but it has been worth it. I appreciate you coming to Oregon County, and I think we can find out that if you need some help, we're going to provide a little help. But thank everybody that worked on this, because, I mean, there was lots of them. And I don't know who we've missed, but we probably missed somebody. But thank you all very much for coming today. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Dennis.
There you go.
Thanks. Mr. Parker, thank you guys for your help in supporting David through this process as well. And now our chamber president, Scott Cecil.
All right. Thank you all for coming out today. What a great turnout. This is obviously one of the most exciting things that we've had happen in Thayer in years. I was going to kind of talk about all the people, the numerous people that are to thank for all the effort that's gone on in the last 2 to 3 years over this. And also, primarily, as said before, thank you to the Jordans team for believing in Thayer. We think it's going to be a great opportunity for you, and we'll do everything we can to help you be successful here. I've seen a lot of efforts and a lot of different things we've tried to get done in the community, and it's great. In the last several years, we have everybody on the same page. You know, it takes the city council, the mayor, the city clerk, the county commissioner, SCOCOG, Howell, Oregon, helped us out with this, MoDOT. There's just so many people that have put their time and energy into this, and it's just really exciting to see this come to fruition right here. We couldn't ask for anything better or more beautiful. We're very familiar with Jordan's and excited to have you guys come into our town, and we know what beautiful facilities you have and operate, and we just think it's going to be a great addition to our business community. So that's all I really have to say. There's a lot of people I was going to thank, but I think everybody's been covered.
Do what?
Go ahead. Oh, I think the one thing I was going to really thank was the guy standing behind me, Kenny Cotham. He was one of the key people there. I know he got up and thanked a lot of people, but I'd like to give special thanks to him, too. I know he was helped spearhead this. Another person that I'd like to also thank, and he will not take credit, is Bob Ekman. He was the biggest driver in this whole venture.
He drove me.
He drove everybody. And Kenny wasn't talking about not giving me your number. If I had a nickel for every call or text I had, I could retire. I wouldn't even be here today. You know, he was, I thought about having to block him a couple times.
Time's about up.
Another organization I'm proud to be part of, and we'd also like to give a special thanks to, is Thayer Development and Improvement. Part of this project was getting a road extended back out onto the highway. We needed some funding to do that, and they have agreed to loan about $300,000 to help get that accomplished. So anyway, again, just an awful lot of people involved, and we'd like to thank everybody for being here and everybody that's put effort towards making this happen.
Real quick, something that I have been asked several times. Of course, nobody believed this was going to happen except for the immediate city people. Matt, sir. Projected opening date.
Now you're on the spot. Huh?
We're not going to hold you to it. But.
Soon.
He's going to come and talk anyway, so just bring it.
Let's project for Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day. You got it. Okay. Who's next?
All righty. Thank you, Kenny, very much. Thanks all of you and Donna and Brent. I'll tell you, Brent wore his phone out too. But anyway, they'd call up there. I'd call up there and they'd say, who is this? And I'd say, Bob. And they'd say, he's busy. Anyway, thank you for the patience. Miles of Howell Oregon Electric, thank you for being here. Matt, you want to come on up? Matt Modaleski, he's the gentleman that we came together with in January, and he's got a whole team of people. I'll let him talk about his team of people from Jordan's Travel Center. Matt Modaleski.
Thanks, Bob. I was trying to stand in the back so you would overlook me.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, no, I thank you guys for the opportunity to be here. I do remember that day. We met at the Dairy Queen and looked around at a bunch of different sites. Kenny and Bob, I think, had gotten together and picked out a lot of different things and really took a lot of time and care. I don't usually get that kind of treatment. I'm usually driving around by myself. And so I appreciate the attention and how much you all love your community and how much you want to see it grow and how excited we are, I can tell you, to be a part of that. And I know it's been a long process. We absolutely believed in you guys. And Bob does call a lot, but I'll say from my perspective, I appreciate it because it just shows how much he cares and how much each one of you cared. I think he was a real reflection of that. And so I may tease him about other things. I won't tease him about that because he cares about his community. He wants to see it do good. That's the kind of community that we want to be a part of. And so certainly excited to be coming and have an opportunity to be here and be part of this community. It is the first time that we've built in Missouri. So we're excited about that as well, and I don't think we could have picked a better spot for that. So anyway, I appreciate all the hard work. I know there's a lot of people that have really put a lot of time in, even more than I'm aware of, behind the scenes to get us to this point where we're moving dirt and here. So thank you so much for all that you've done, everybody that's here, and it's already been a pleasure for me to work with you, and I'm looking forward to working with you through the whole process. And this is an incredible turnout. I can't wait to see what happens for the grand opening when we open the door. So that's going to be a really exciting day. But anyway, thank you again. And now I may give you a hard time for putting me on the spot. But other than that, I appreciate it.
Can you tell us a little bit about what the store is going to look like? What's your truck parking and whatnot?
Yes. Yeah, put you on the spot. Okay, even more. Okay, thanks, Bob.
You got that
mask. Here we go again. The store will be sitting just about where this light pole is, kind of in this area. It's going to face the highway over here. We're going to have a separate diesel canopy roughly where these big yellow dirt movers are. So you'll be able to come in off 19. The big trucks will be able to come in and they'll be able to get diesel. We're going to have some parking and some accommodations for them. And then they'll be able to go out on the road that you guys have worked so hard for. The car canopy, I call it, the gas canopies will be in front of the store, facing that way. So we're going to have 5 pumps there with diesel on the end. So for cars that don't want to get over here with the big trucks, they'll be able to get diesel. And then we have this team here does an unbelievable, best operators in the business. There's no doubt about that. I have nothing to do with that, but these guys are the best in the business. And so the inside of the store will be amazing. I'll tell you, the food programs and the way that they operate, the way the stores are managed, how clean and friendly, it is by far the standard in convenience stores anywhere. So these guys do an unreal job. So you guys will have the opportunity to come in and do business with them. And they love their community, they love their operations, and they do an awesome, awesome job. So.
Thank you. Let's get mad at him. I put him on the spot again, didn't I? I think he did okay. Didn't he do okay? Yeah, he did all right. And last but not least, we want to bring up and just say a couple of comments, and I'm not going to put him on the spot too much. 86 stores in Arkansas, 1 in Mississippi, and first newly constructed facility in Missouri. And if it wasn't for this guy right here to make the investment, none of this would happen. So let's make welcome to the microphone. Jordan is his last name. Jackie Jordan. Wonder where they got that name.
Close. Jordan is my daughter.
That's okay. Daughter. Well, what's your last name?
McClure.
Okay. I guess I messed that one up, didn't I?
That's good.
I've got something else to teach you about later.
Yeah. Can we text that to you?
Yeah. No, Matt told me it was Jordan. It's his fault.
We got, we brought a lot of our Jordan's family. They're so happy to be here. Check our new website out. It's jordanquickstopinc.com. You'll see all about us. We're truly a family, and we're glad to be here in Thayer, Missouri. Almost said Arkansas. thank everybody that, they mentioned, but really the, you know, Bob was the one that wore us out, you know. The former mayor, Mr. Kenny, And the current mayor has took over what everything that he said he would do. We were really worried, but she's assumed everything and made his word good. So we just want to really thank y'all. And I think we're going to be a good fit for the community. We do a lot of things to, be a part of the community. We're not just here as a convenience store, but we want to be a part of your community, and we're happy to be here, and we can't wait to a Grain Hog Day.
There we go.
Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you, Jackie McClure. Well, I got egg on my face that time. I'm pretty sure you told me his last name was Jordan, but...
I had to have something to tease you about.
Yeah, you did. Thank you, Jordan's company. And, he's a Razorback fan. Can you tell? Got his red Razorback shoes on and his red Razorback belt. So he's definitely a Razorback hog. Are there any Razorback fans in here? Besides, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to go back here, and some of the dignitaries are going to grab shovels, and we're going to have a photo opportunity. We'd like to... once we get the shovels, and we'd like to get everybody's picture in there as well for the papers and for the website and so on and so forth. Thank you guys so much. Really appreciate you being here and supporting what we're doing here today. God bless you guys. Thank you so much.